Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jim Butcher. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pinky Woods. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Pinky Woods. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Busch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. And now, play ball. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops it up and throws to first, with Christopher covering, for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball four. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosenthal moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball four. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox one, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Woods covering, for the out. Siebert moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Siebert moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to home to get Siebert. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush takes first base on ball four. Kell moves to second. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake strikes out. One out. Pinky Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Butcher hits a line drive into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Siebert moves to second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to third. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. Partee strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woods strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Partee for a passed ball. Christopher moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christopher scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall scores. Estilella moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Estilella moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Butcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella who is chasing the ball. Metkovich reaches third base with a triple. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive to right field. Rosenthal throws towards the plate. Hayes fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hayes. Fox scores. Johnson moves to third. Tabor moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Tabor moves to third. Finney moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-2 in the game. Partee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tabor scores. Finney scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Joe Barry now pitching. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Partee moves to second. Pinky Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woods bunts towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Partee moves to third. Lake moves to second. Two outs. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Butcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell strikes out. One out. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Busch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Partee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive towards third. Tabor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bush. Woods moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Jim Butcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butcher is 0-for-4 in the game. Butcher hits a fly ball into right field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Woods covering, for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Burns pinch hits for Joe Barry. Joe Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Bush moves to second. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Rosenthal hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.